First comes self. Second comes family. Third comes community. Fourth comes world. First comes self. Second comes family. Third comes community. Fourth comes world. We all look at our life and we think that we are number one. And we think that we shouldn't be that way. We should care about our world and our community, our family. We should care about others before we care about ourselves. That's what we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves again and again and again that this is what we should do and want to do and are really supposed to do. Really, the divine in us is our God self, and that is what we care about first, ourself. We care about ourself first, because if we don't care about ourself first, if we don't care about the divine in us, if we don't listen to the divine in us and give every moment of our attention to the divine in us, we will never be worth a hill of beans. We will never be worth anything at all, because we have put our priorities out of focus. We have put our priorities out of focus when we have put ourselves second or last or anything of that nature. Now, when we see people manipulating other people, we do not take that very kindly. We look at that and we think, that's not very nice. Quark in Star Trek is always manipulating. He's always pushing people around. He's always controlling people. And he has no values. If he can make money off of selling dynamite, he'll sell it. If he can make money off of selling drugs, he'll sell it. If he can make money off of anything, he'll do it. Now, that sort of a value we all take umbrage with. We all look at that and say, that really is not a very wonderful way to live your life. But we cannot live the lives of others. We can only live our life. Now, if we had a chance to make a bargain, we would take it. If we had a chance to benefit ourselves, would we do it over others? Certainly. Every time you can, you do. And this is what we do when we say, first comes self. Now, what would a divine person do? He would say, I would like a new car. Okay. Then he would say, I have a new car. And he would find out mentally what kind of new car he wanted, and he would put that in consciousness, and in no time at all, he'd have that new car. Now, he wouldn't take that car from anybody else. He wouldn't steal the money to get it. He wouldn't report falsely on his report to buy it, that he had more money than he had. He would just tell the truth, and everything would be working out absolutely perfect for him. You see, you don't have to lie. You don't have to deny the truth at any time to achieve the happiness of your life. The happiness of your life comes from the divine in you, the divine in me. The happiness of our life, it comes from ourself. And whenever we think it comes from the family or the community or the world or something outside of ourselves, then we begin to manipulate. Then we begin to lie. We begin to do things that are not beneficial for us or anyone else at all. And this is not a good thing to do. As you watch Quark on Star Trek and you see him doing all his machinations, you think to yourself, man, what a character, what a terrible person, what an ugly person. And does he have values? Oh, he has his values, but the values are not our values. The values are not the values of a normal human being, a normal divine being. And as long as we establish our values all of the time on divine human values, then we will always like ourselves. We will always be working from the divine. We'll always be working from our highest and best, and we'll have everything. We'll enjoy everything. We will know peace. We will know abundance. We will know health. We will know right action. We will know everything that's good. But first, we have to recognize that self comes first. It's not a matter of selfishness. It's just a matter of the divine self comes first. And if you say self, you mean divine. You might think you don't mean it, but you do, because that's the only self you are. That's the only self I am. We have our pretend illusionary self that is the human self, and that's temporary, and that passes away, and that changes constantly. But the divine self never changes. So when we put our divine self first, then everything is in divine order. And second, we put our family, and we look at our family and we say, what blessing would I like to have my family enjoy? And then you put that cause in motion through your divine circuitry, through your divine programming, and it takes place. And then you look at your community, and you see everyone in your community working harmoniously together, enjoying each other, accomplishing the goals that they want to have. They want to have a playground for the community. They want streets and highways, and they want hospitals and schools, and they want all these things that are beneficial for their community. And they just mentally put them in motion. This is what we do. We mentally put them in motion, and then they come to pass. Then they reveal themselves. Then they are forth in our world. And that's a beautiful thing to do. And then forth comes our world. Our world. When we have our thoughts on our divine self and on our family and our community, then the divine world that we live in. We see the atmosphere absolutely perfect for our human consumption. Ta-da-ta-da! We see our atmosphere absolutely perfect. We don't have to worry about Greenpeace. We don't have to worry about the ecology. We don't have to worry about any of these things. We see it perfect. And then everything that makes it perfect takes place, and it is done. We don't have to chase after rainbows. We don't have to chase after stars. We just put the cause in motion that the atmosphere is perfect. The water is perfect. All things are perfect. All our foods are beautiful. Everything is wonderful. First comes self. Second comes the family. Third comes the community. And fourth comes the world. When we live in this rotation, all in our divine reality, all in our divine self, when we live in this rotation, we will find that we will be happy all the time because we put things in perspective. We put things in order. We put things in balance. And we know that which is for our highest and best. We can listen to Star Trek programs. We can listen to movies. We can watch shows on TV. We can do all sorts of things and be untouched by them because we have our values. We know first comes self, second comes family, third comes community, fourth comes the world. We know that. And as we know that, that's the way it works. And as we know that, that's what we enjoy. And as we know that, nothing else makes any difference at all. And we are living for our highest and our best. We can watch all the movies, and we can watch The Millionaire, and we can watch all sorts of things on TV. We can watch all sorts of things. We can hear and read about them in the magazines and newspapers, and we can have them talked about by ourselves and our neighbors. But when we maintain our balance, when we maintain our order of self, family, community, and world, when we maintain that and we know that it's all in divine order, then we do not rumble after anything. We do not chase after anything. We do not seek something. We just live in our divine program of who and what we are. And we are the happiest, most magnificent people on the face of the earth. And life is very, very, very good. But it's our choice. It's our choice of knowing how to concern ourselves with our values in life and how to realize that we cannot take something that belongs to anybody else. We can only enjoy things that are ours. from our divine center. Know this with me and enjoy your life as I enjoy mine. And live in the purity, the peace, the power, and the presence of the divine one that you are and I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.